and the tournaments that they host each Thursday evening. And then a little later on this morning, I'm going to check in with the Parks Programs Super... I butcher this every time I say it. The Parks Programs Services Supervisor, Mason Campbell, over at Greenbow Lake. We're going to get an overview of what's happening at Greenbow this spring. Plus, we'll be talking about the upcoming Easter buffet at their Angler's Cove restaurant in the Jesse Stewart Lodge. If you've never been there, I highly recommend you go check it out. It's very delicious. But before we get into all that, the Gold Rush. Of course, I talked about it last week with the West Virginia DNR. As of Tuesday this past week, the Gold Rush is on. And, of course, thousands of fish hitting, I believe it's 69 different waters around the Mountain State this week and next week as it continues. So check it in with the DNR, take a look at the website, and here are some nearby lakes that got stocked for the Gold Rush this past week. On Tuesday, of course, it was the first day. Barbersville Lake got stocked. Also, Cedar Creek Lake, Ridenour Lake in Nitro, and Wallback Lake were all stocked again opening day. Wednesday, the Eastland Tailwaters were stocked. Right Fork Buchanan River, and if you want to travel just a little north, the Tiger Lake Tailwaters stocked as well. Taking a look at Thursday, there wasn't anything lakes or streams close to us-wise getting stocked. There were some over on the eastern part of the state, but nothing close by that I could find. And then Friday, it looks like Rock House was the closest thing to us that saw its supply of those golden rainbows. Again, the rainbows, the golden rainbow gold rush continuing through the 12th with many more lakes and streams to be stocked throughout the this coming week. The DNR, as you may know, does not announce the stockings until after it has been stocked. They close a business. They'll let you know what lakes they stocked that day, and you can get that list at wvdnr.gov. As we head into the weekend, let's take a look at the weather and the waters from around the region. Maybe get an idea of how the fishing will be here and there. The weather this week definitely been active. High waters, still a bit of a concern in some places this morning. So, of course, if you're going to be out fishing, just remember to use caution, especially in those places with fast-moving water. You know, don't take any chances. Just, you know, the old saying of when you're driving, turn around, don't drown, that applies to fishing as well, I think. So, again, take a look at the weather. Today, we're looking at overcast skies, a good bit of wind. It's going to be a little windy today. Southwest winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour is what they're saying. A high today of about 78 degrees. Tonight, the rain is back. They're saying heavy showers, a good possibility, some thunderstorms as well for much of the region. And they're saying as much as another inch of rain could be expected. Low tonight of 50. For tomorrow, cloudy for much of the day, rain on and off. The winds, though, going to slow down a good bit compared to today. Looking at northeast winds at 5 to 10 mile per hour for tomorrow. On the downside, though, it's going to be colder. Mother Nature just really can't make up her mind what she wants to do. A high tomorrow of just 53 and a low tomorrow night of 39. So let's take a look at the water temps. USGS providing us with some temps from around the region, an upward trend for most of us. The Coal River this week, it's been fluctuating up and down most of the week between 52 and 60 degrees. To be honest with you, I look for it to be 56, maybe 57 after the rains, and maybe even cooler tomorrow as the air temps begin to drop throughout the region. The Elk, where it flows into Charleston, a little cooler. Not much of a bounce up and down. It looks like it's been staying between 53 and 57 this week. And again, I do look for it to be on the cooler side, especially tomorrow. Let's take a drive to the west over in Kentucky on the Little Sandy River, where it feeds off from Grayson Lake. Been on the upper tick this week. It's actually started out with a low of 50 this past Monday, moved up to a high of 57 on Thursday and Friday. So I look for it to stay around that same high. I look for it to be, you know, maybe a hair lower, maybe 56, but I look for it to be 57, maybe in that area for today, and maybe a hair lower tomorrow again as we could see those temps dipping in the air. And then moving on to the mighty Ohio River, been on the uptick as well this past week, but no bouncing up and down. It's been pretty steady growth. It started out with a low of 51 on Monday, steadily getting warmer, but not terribly fast. Of course, you know, it's a bigger body of water, takes it longer to warm up. Looks like it was about 55 degrees last night. So there's your temps from around the region. As we head to the break and start diving into today's interviews, I want to tell you about our Fish Tales segment. I'd love to hear about your fishing stories. You can email them to me to be featured on the show. We'll talk about them and have a fun idea that I had had. And if you want to play along, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But when you submit a story, it could be a true story or it could be a fake story. And, of course, I will guess if it's true or not. Head over to WJYPAM.com. Send in those fish tales. Coming up, Thurman Maynard is on the line. We're going to talk about the 6th annual Sinking ALS Bass Tournament and what drives his passion behind this annual charity fundraiser. That's just minutes away with Hook, Line, and Sinker, 1300 and 105.5 The Job.
Lowe's is the destination for EGO outdoor power equipment this spring. See what's new and exclusive, like the 17-inch string trimmer with Line IQ technology that auto-feeds to save you time. And the 22-inch select-cut self-propelled mowers with a multi-blade system for precise cutting. Shop Ego Days, happening now during Spring Fest at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Last season was historic.
Randy Mazey's Mountaineers are regional champions, and they head to a super regional for the first time in program history.
And now, a new era begins in Morgantown.
I'm beyond grateful to be the head coach of West Virginia baseball. Coach Mazey took a risk on me. I came here and worked every day to try to prove him right.
Tune in starting Friday, March 14th, on your home for Mountaineer baseball.
1300 and 1340 AM, 98.3 and 105.5 FM, The Jock.
Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Reels are streaming. Lines are tight. We're back for Hook, Line, and Sinker on The Jock.
I'm your host, Cam Connors, and don't forget, you could stream the show live. Catch us online at WJYPAM.com. Of course, if you miss any of today's episode, or maybe you've missed a past episode and you want to catch it, you could listen there. You could also check it out with a podcast on the website, again, WJYPAM.com, or with The Jock mobile app. Find it in your favorite app store. Well, as we dig deeper into spring, it is time for those bass tournaments to start popping up, you know, all over the state. We're going to be talking about one coming up soon. Right now, it's the 6th annual Sinking ALS Bass Tournament. I've got on the phone with me now Thurman Maynard, the event organizer. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I want to say thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and just jump right in. Let's talk about the tournament. First up, when is it? Where is it?
The tournament is going to be held at East Lynn Lake in East Lynn, West Virginia, and it is going to be May the 10th.
And what is the start time going to be? What time are we talking boats in the water?
Boats in the water. We're going to try to launch everybody at 7 o'clock, and they'll come back in to weigh in around 3 o'clock. We will also be doing flights, just say, for instance, if we have over 20 boats, 1 through 20 boats will come back in at 3 o'clock. Then 20 to 40 boats, they will be back in at like 3:15. That'll help keep the ramp open for, you know, smooth operation and not clogged everything up.
Absolutely. So you talked about the flights. Is there a limit on the number of boats you're going to have for the tournament?
The DNR really helps out with us, and I think they didn't put a limit on us this year. A couple years ago they did, but this year they kind of understand the nature of this disease and the point of us fundraising, spreading awareness about this disease, so they kind of left it up to us to just keep it manageable. The DNR, they will be available and they will be on site as far as we feed them, and we want the boaters to feel comfortable around them and socialize any kind of questions and this and that. They're big help to us.
Absolutely. So of course we talked about the weigh-in time. Is there an entry? What's the entry fee? Because this is a fundraiser.
Absolutely. The entry fee is $125. People can go ahead and sign up as we speak, and they can also how they register, pre-register. What we do is whenever they PayPal us the money, once I receive the money, I'll take a photo of it and send them back to them via text messages or through Facebook, Instagram, any social media sort. That way they can have a confirmation too, just in case if we get to the ramp and I didn't accidentally or write their name down, or my wife or one of my children that helps out, if they didn't get the memo, or if I was out on the lake and somebody's paying, mm-hmm. I want everybody to be taken care of. And so they can go ahead and sign up now, and what we do is pre-register them down, put all their information down on the list. The only thing they do whenever we get to the boat ramp is they sign off on the piece of paper and bring me their trailer license plate number.
Okay. So if somebody is unable to pre-register, can they register at the tournament day of the event?
Yes, sir. They can register at the ramp anytime. What we do is the pre-registration, we go ahead and put them in order as they sign up.
Right.
That's going to be their boat number to launch.
Okay.
Then if we get to the ramp, I think this year we're going to shake it up a little bit more, so whoever signs up in the order at the ramp, that's the way we're going to launch them. Before, we used to take in at the ramp, we would have them draw a chip, and that would determine their boat number.
Okay, so this year it's going to be more of a first-come, first-serve.
Correct.
All right, so let's talk about the tournament itself. You guys are going to be out on East Lynn. Are there going to be any parts of the lake that are going to be off-limits?
Yes, sir. The off-limits is going to be at the main marina if I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure there's two buoys that's right there. It's no wake buoys right at the marina. From those buoys to the boat ramp will be off-limits.
Gotcha.
There will be absolutely no fishing.
Gotcha. And what about the catch? You know, what's the minimum on the fish size? What's the minimum number of fish you can bring in?
We do a 5-fish limit, 12 inches and bigger. And, we pay out, first place is $2,000. That's donated money. And we do $500 big fish. That's donated money. And that's paid out on contingents of having over 25 boats.
Mm-hmm.
So they, 12 fish, 5-fish limit, and I can't wait. It's going to be a good year.
It sounds like it. So we touched on it a little bit. Again, this is a charity event, so let's jump into the ALS. Let's jump into where the money goes.
The money goes, what I do is I raise money. I've been dealing with ALS. I got diagnosed June the 11th of 2018. And what I've noticed and realized that there's a lot of unfortunate people, just like myself. I was the main income personnel for my household. Well, once you get taken off work, you still got bills coming in.
Right. The disease, once it progresses, you get in a hard spot real quick.
Yeah, and what we do is we try to help lighten the load as far as, like, we try to help people with wheelchair ramps, because insurance companies, they won't pay for wheelchair ramps. wheelchair ramps, help remodeling with the bathrooms or handicap accessible rooms, wherever the loved one's going to be at. We help with traveling expenses, like people traveling for trial experiences, trying to just seek into medical trials, pay for hotel expenses, because a lot of this stuff, I traveled to from West Virginia to Boston, Massachusetts, back in 2019. I didn't have this help, and we tried reaching out to organizations. It seemed like nobody wanted to help us, so we just kind of bit the bullet, and we just done it all on our own.
Not everybody is able to do that, and this is a really great opportunity to help people with stuff like that.
Correct. Yeah, a buddy of mine, he kind of said, "Man, you can change this." And we set off sail after being diagnosed for 2 years. I didn't know how fast progression this disease was going to be, so we just said, "Well, we're going to do it until we can't do it no more." And this is our sixth annual ALS event,
and it's an amazing event at that. I've done a little research, and it looks like you all do like some other fundraising events throughout the year as well.
Yeah, a real good buddy of mine we graduated with. He's been very, very supportive. We love spreading awareness about this disease. And here in the corridor, 1 year that there was over 60-some people had reached out to myself. And this is just them finding me on social media somehow, some way, that has gotten diagnosed with ALS. And it's just really heartbreaking because there's some people that it's never heard of us. And it's one thing we do. We'll bounce around and we'll have little events here or there just to get together and help spread awareness about this disease, because there's still no treatment. The same drug that they're wanting you to take today is the same stuff that Lou Gehrig took back almost 90 years ago. And
which is just crazy to think that there's been so little advancement in such a long time.
Correct. And we make trips and we advocate for ALS. We've been on Zoom calls, Zoom meetings with Congress and senators. And back in 2001, there was a big, big jump. We got the bill passed. It's called Act for ALS. And it's to help out with small pharmaceutical companies. It's just wanting to try to get a drug out there for ALS. And if they don't have the funding, they can tap into the Act for ALS bill. And it's not the company making money. It's just help trying to get the drug through a trial period just to help out other patients.
Helps with the expediting through the trial and pushing things along. It's giving them the resources that they might not have had.
Yes, correct. It helps the loopholes and helps push the data through the FDA. And the testing periods, and it's a list of ongoing stuff, it seems like, but I'm sure it's all necessary through the FDA.
Right. So I do want to jump back on the tournament for a second, and you know, whenever you were looking at ways to help out with the ALS and raising funds and doing these charity events, why'd you go with the Bass Tournament?
Well, a really good friend of mine, Cody Gew, he's a really good Christian guy. And he's like, "Oh, let's go fishing." I never did really like fishing. I said, "Dude, I'd rather throw rocks." And he's like, "No," he said, "you've never been bass fishing." I was like, "Okay, I'll go," because I love boats.
Mm-hmm.
So we took off on the bass boat, and we had an extremely awesome time. And then whenever we came back, you know, me being off work, didn't really have much to do throughout the day. So I told my wife, I said, "I'm going to start searching for a bass boat." And God bless me with a bass boat. And a buddy of mine that's fished bigger tournaments, he's won a BFL. And yeah, he's like, "Man," he's like, "we're going to throw you a bass fishing tournament." He said, "help you out." Because it was at the ending stages of my trial. You know, I was driving back and forth to Pittsburgh, then flying from Pittsburgh to Boston. So I was like, "Dude, I can take all the help you can get," you know. And it was a huge success. And then there were some other guys that said, "Man, we love the way you've done your tournament. you need to think about doing this every year. And I was thinking, well, if God blesses me with the ability and the health to do this, I will try my best. And God ain't failed me yet. So
here you are, I'm 6 years later.
Person. Yeah.
Well, it's a fantastic event. It's a, it's an amazing cause that you're able to help benefit. And let's one more time, let's recap on the tournament. The 6th annual Sinking ALS Bass Tournament. Again, where it's going to be at East Lynn. When is it again?
It's going to be May the 10th. We're going to launch at 7 o'clock a.m., hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see, the gates are going to be open at 5 a.m., so they can come as early as 5 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and we'll start sign up if they didn't get pre-registered.
And you said the entry fee on that is $125 a boat, right?
Yes, sir.
And how many anglers per boat?
You can two-man teams.
Two-man teams. And if folks would like to get in touch with you or would like to get registered, where can they go to get more info or to get registered?
They can go to my Facebook page. My daughter started me a Facebook page. It's called Thurman Tough. That's T-H-U-R-M-A-N, Tough. T-O-U-G-H. And they can follow me there, or they can just look me up as far as Thurman Maynard ALS. It'll be on, I'm on Google, Facebook. You can see everything on there if they forget anything. I'm on Facebook, Thurman Maynard. They can just shoot us a message. But I'm easy to find. All you got to do is Google my name, and it pops up a bunch of stories of ALS. It's even got our ABC Nightline News. I was aired on there, so yeah, I'm all over.
All right, you've done a lot, man. You've been blessed to be able to do a lot to help out people that are in your condition.
Yeah, I mean, it's a heartbreaking news whenever they give you the diagnosis, and just like myself, I was unaware of the disease. I know my wife was aware of it. I didn't know anything about it, and then whenever I got diagnosed with it, I thought the doctors was crazy because I was in pretty good shape, but I was losing the ability, and we caught it early in the stages. So it is a bad, horrible disease. It's bad.
Yeah.
And it needs all the awareness it can get.
Absolutely. And events like this go a long way towards helping with that goal.
Yes.
Well, Thurman, thank you again for taking the time to be on today. I really appreciate it, man, and we'd love to talk with you again next year about next year's tournament.
All right, is it okay to give my sponsors a shout-out on here?
Yeah, go ahead. Give a few of them your shout-out.
All right, here's our big sponsors that's really helped out in the past years. They're helping out again this year, and can't thank Marshall Health enough. Almost Heaven Lemonade, Appalachian Mobile Home and Transport, Rocky Boot Company, Martin's Peterbilt, Extra Tough, Real Deal Outdoors here in Salt Rock, West Virginia, People's Bank, Dr. Cruz Nybert and Headlinger Family Dentistry, Merit's Excavating, Spro Bait USA, JLS Construction, Southern West Virginia Health System, JP's Auto Body, and my main sponsor, it was a money sponsor. It was a prayer sponsor. It's League and Church of God. They've been praying for me ever since I got diagnosed, and I think prayers go a long, long way.
Absolutely. Well, Thurman, again, thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully I get a chance to go out for the weigh-in at the event. I'd like to be there.
Absolutely, buddy. Anybody, and we're going to have food and drinks at the event for during the weigh-ins. I invite everybody to come out, at least meet and greet. If you have any questions about ALS, hey, ask them. I love talking about it and spreading awareness about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, buddy.
If you are a part of an upcoming tournament or a fishing charity event, or maybe you'd like to be on the show about one of those events, reach out and let me know. You can send me an email directly, camwvmix@lmcomm.com. Still to come on today's show, I'm going to be talking with Coach Kevin McGraw about the Spring Valley High Bass Fishing Team. And a little later on, I'm going to check in with Mason Campbell over at Greenbow Lake in Greene County, Kentucky. talk about everything that's going on this spring over there. It's Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a veterinarian.
When I grow up, I want to be a fireman.
I want to be a scientist so I can connect like other teams and build other teams.
I want to be an astronaut so I can float up space.
When I grow up, I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a superhero. But if that doesn't work out, I will be an engineer.
When I grow up, I want to be a chef because I like ice cream.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a jet pilot so I can take people to really fun places.
I want to be a drug addict.
Get to your kids before drugs do. Arm yourself with the facts. Get your free The Truth About Drugs booklet set today. Go to drugfreeworld.org.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fishtails, we've got them. Now back to Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
Thanks for joining us for today's show. I'm your host, Cam Connors. Real quick, we're going to do a little tackle talk. Now, I want to talk about something that I saw the other day. When I'm bored, I'll be scrolling around fishing videos on Facebook, and one of them really caught my attention the other day. Now, I want to start off by saying up front that I'm probably late to the party on this one. It's probably not all that new, but it's the first time I had seen it. A video of a new Daiwa baitcaster that's got anti-bird nesting feature in it. It's an electronic reel, and it detects the bird nest as it's starting. It stops the spool and backs it up. It undoes the bird nest, and then it resets itself. Watching the video, my flabbers were gassed. I mean, I'll admit I'm not the best with a baitcaster. I know, you know, the basic concept and setting the breakpoint and all that. And I will also agree, right out of the gate, you can get a level of casting accuracy that is absolutely hard to beat. But personally, my personal preference, I am a spinning reel guy. I always have been, I always will be. When I'm out on the lake on the weekend, if I decide to go over if I decide to go over to the Cold River on my lunch break, that is my go-to, is a little Zebco spin spinning reel. I picked it up at Ollie's for like $15 a few years back. It's nothing special by any means, but it does get the job done, and you know, I won't be heartbroken if something happens to it. But now back to this electric this bait caster, this anti-bird nesting bait caster. It's from Daiwa, and it just I was fixated on it. It caught my attention, so I decided to go look into it a little bit more. It's called a Daiwa IMZ limit breaker, and I'm going to say it is safe to say that I'm not going to be getting one of these anytime soon, because it's retailing for about $850 on Amazon, which is a little more than I can afford on a radio paycheck. And to be honest, though, it's really cool. I mean, this thing has Bluetooth. It connects to your phone. It's got this intelligent MagForce brake system. You can set the braking in the app on your phone. And you can even program different brake point profiles in the reel so that you can quick switch from one to another based on whatever lure you're using. And I know a lot of guys who are going to say that, you know, that this takes the art out of the bait caster. And I would agree to a point. But now, I also believe that fishing is about having fun. So, if you're the kind of person that this type of thing is going to help you to have more fun, then I say more power to you. So, this baitcaster, technically only available in Japan at the moment. However, I'm sure there's, you know, ways to work around that particular roadblock if you want to. In any case, if you haven't seen it yet, go look it up and check it out. The videos are out there for it. I think it's pretty cool. It's the Daiwa IMZ Limit Breaker Baitcaster. Switching gears now, when I look back on my high school years, I gotta say, I went fishing all the time. I mean, I still do. And in fact, if I had my preference, I'd be out fishing right now if I could. But in high school, especially, that's what I did most of the time, especially weekends. If my school had a bass fishing team, you could bet your bottom dollar that I'd have been on it. But unfortunately for me, my school did just, you know, the usuals, football, baseball, basketball, band. Nowadays, though, it's not unusual at all to find a high school team with a bass fishing team. One such local team, Spring Valley High School in Huntington. And joining me now is SVHS bass fishing team coach Kevin McGraw. Kevin, thank you for taking time to be on the show today.
Hey, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's really good to talk to you. We've been touching base on Facebook a little bit, talking about the team, and been really wanting to get you guys on here to tell us about the Spring Valley bass fishing team.
Oh, yeah. We have been a program at the school for, this is our fifth year now.
Okay.
Just about a lot of the high schools in our area, all the colleges, universities have bass fishing teams now.
Yep.
Which is great. It keeps the kids busy. And it keeps kids that don't do other major sports, it gives them something to do and keeps them busy.
Absolutely. And it, of course, promotes fishing throughout the state. I actually had a call earlier this week. I was talking with the WVU bass fishing team. I'm going to be interviewing them next week. So, yeah, it's great to have these teams in our schools.
Oh, it is nice. It's really nice. WVU has a team. Marshall has a team. Rio Grande has a team.
Yeah.
Kentucky Christian has a team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the Spring Valley team. I think you'd mentioned before we got on here that it's not just high school.
No. We actually, when we first started the program, my helper, Greg Souter, and I, we started it at Spring Valley High School along with Tim George, the athletic director, and the principal, Mr. John Hayes. And we started this program, and it was just high school. And we fished for West Virginia Bass Nation High School Division. And several years into it, Bass Nation asked us to form a junior team. So now we can accept kids in the second grade up through the last year, you know, in middle school.
Gotcha.
But, it's great to watch all the little kids.
Oh, of course, because, you know, they're just learning and they're just excited to catch anything, you know, even if it's a little bluegill.
Oh, yeah. But see, a team consists of two kids and a boat coach.
Yeah.
There is a boat coach on board with them, a licensed, you know, driver, has his boat certificate and everything. And mm-hmm. he's also a boat coach. He helps the kids. He's not allowed to do no fishing. He helps them rig their lines up, show them different techniques. Different baits, how to tie hooks and everything like that. So,
right, bait selection based on
the
water
conditions. The kids really learn a lot.
Yeah. So how did you find yourself in this position? How did you end up being the coach?
Well, my son, Wyatt, he was just so involved with fishing. He loved fishing. And Spring Valley, there's high schools all around us. Wayne High School and them had teams, but Spring Valley didn't. So I went to the board and principal, athletic director, and tried to get a team at Spring Valley, and we finally worked it out. We're self-funded. All the money we get is from fundraisers. But we started the team at Spring Valley with two kids. This year we have 19 kids now.
Oh, wow.
That's juniors and high school division.
Wow, that has really grown in just 5 years.
It has grown so much. And we never, 19 is too many, but we don't turn no kid away. We don't turn none away from joining.
Oh, absolutely.
Just so they can fish.
Well, I mean, that's the joy of it. You know, fishing is something that I think everybody should be able to do. And
oh, yes.
I think it's fantastic that you guys just, you let everybody do it.
And there are some kids that they want to join and they have no boat, they have no equipment, and we try to really help provide that for them.
Which is really great.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talked about that it's all driven by fundraising. So if folks would like to help support the team, what's some ways they can do that?
Oh, well, we have a lot of people donate equipment. You got old equipment laying around in your garage, fishing equipment you don't want. Mm-hmm. We get it. We clean it up. We give it to the kids, let them pick through it. Financially, the team tries to pay for the hotel rooms for all the tournaments. We try to pay. We do pay for all the entries. And try to take them out for pizza or something while we're out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But we do fundraisers. We sell T-shirts. We have a fishing swap meet every January at the school. And we do a variety of different type of fundraisers and raffles to try to raise money. But anybody that is willing to help, oh gosh, it's nice to have help.
Oh, always. So you talked about the T-shirts. How much are those? Because I might be wanting to get me one of them.
The T-shirts sell for $15, and the hats are $20.
Okay.
And we've got a Facebook site, Spring Valley High School Bass Fishing Team. It's got all of our fundraising things on it. Shows all the team. I try to keep up
mm-hmm.
with the Facebook page of all the tournaments we go to and post all the pictures. But, yeah, all the information is on Spring Valley High School Bass Fishing Team.
All right. And, of course, you all do a weekly tournament at Beach Fork every Thursday.
Oh, right? Yes. We do starting tomorrow. With all the rain coming, it starts tomorrow. We have a Thursday evening tournament at Beach Fork. It's a fundraising tournament. $20 to a boat to enter, and $15 goes to pay out, and $5 goes to the team. We have really been having a good turnout for that every year. This is our fourth year at it, and it's got established, and it's fun. It's a fun, friendly, not big competitive tournament. It's just a little local Thursday evening tournament.
Right. It's a great fundraiser for the team, and folks go out and have some fun. And so, what's the rules on it? You said you gave me the entry fee. Is there a limit on the fish and the minimum size?
Yes. On the Thursday evening tournaments, it's only a three fish limit.
Yeah.
Because the times on the tournament is only from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Right, so it's an
evening
tournament.
And at 9 p.m., we do the weigh-ins. A three fish limit, they have to be 12 inches or longer. That's basically about it. You know, you got to have a 9.9 or under horsepower
mm-hmm.
at Beach Fork Lake.
Yep.
That's basically about it.
Is there a limit on boats that can register for the tournament?
No. You know, there's only two people to a boat.
Right.
And but if there's younger kids that want to fish it,
yeah,
they can have two of the young kids fishing, and then they can have a boat coach with them, mm-hmm. not fishing.
Right.
Just to help them and be with them.
Right. Well, man, I got to say, I love what you're doing over there. I mean, you mentioned before, you know, you're on a volunteer basis.
And yes, I am.
I think you guys are doing some absolutely wonderful stuff. And I'd like to keep in touch with you to talk more about those tournaments in the future. You know, if you got other fundraisers coming up, you know, we'd always like to have you on, talk about them.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. It's a joy to me. My son graduated 2 years ago, but I stayed on coaching this because the joy of watching these kids at tournaments walk up there with their bags, some of them little kids, some high school, but you see these kids walk up there with this bag of fish to weigh them in. And like I said, if you look on our Facebook site, it'll show these kids with smiles from ear to ear, just so happy.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, and it's such a positive thing for them to be involved in, you know, and it teaches them about hard work and success and reward.
Yes. And there's also the downside. I see them come off, you know, the lake sometimes with no fish, but I'm like, hey, you know.
That's how it goes sometimes, yeah. You know. Everybody has
those days.
That's how
it goes for us adults, too. Yeah, that's like, same thing for us adults. We have very bad days.
Yeah, I feel like anymore I have more bad days than good days, depending on where I go.
Yes, but I totally enjoy watching these kids, and that is 1,000% why I do it, is to watch these kids.
Well, Kevin, man.
But anybody that's got old equipment, baits they don't want, they don't use, hey, just get in touch with us through our Facebook site, and I'll meet up with you, and we clean it up and give it to the kids, and they are very appreciative of it.
Absolutely. Again, that Facebook page, Spring Valley Bass Fishing.
Spring Valley High School Bass Fishing Team.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, thank you so much again for taking the time to be on the show today, and we'll definitely keep in touch.
And thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. Hey, still to come this morning, I'm going to be talking with Mason Campbell. He is the Parks Programs Services Supervisor at Greenbow Lake over in Greene County, Kentucky. We're going to find out what's happening there this season. Plus, we're going to be talking about their Angler's Cove restaurant. They've got an Easter buffet coming up. Stick around. It's Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
At Rocket, we believe everyone deserves their shot at the American dream. So if you're feeling locked out of home ownership, we're here to give you back the keys. We're opening doors, breaking down walls, and doing everything we can to turn renters into owners. And we're not going to stop until we help everyone home. To find out more, visit Rocket.com. Rocket. Own the dream.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Lowe's is the destination for EGO outdoor power equipment this spring. See what's new and exclusive, like the 17-inch string trimmer with Line IQ technology that auto-feeds to save you time, and the 22-inch select-cut self-propelled mowers with a multi-blade system for precise cutting. Shop Ego Days, happening now during Spring Fest at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
From the local 2U studio,
all systems go.
Connecting West Virginia, this is the Valley Sports Station, 105.5 and 98.3 FM, 1300 and 1340 AM, The Jock.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fish on. Now back to Hook, Line, and Sinker on the Jock.
And welcome back for the final segment of today's show. I want to take a look before we head out one of the nearby lakes of the region. I got to say, this is probably my favorite lake in the region, but to be honest with you, I'm biased because I live very close to it. Greenbow Lake. On the phone now, Mason Campbell, the Parks Programs Services Supervisor at Greenbow. Hey man, thanks for taking the time to be with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in. You know, my show is based out of Charleston, and it's not too far away, but it's far enough that maybe some of our listeners have never been to Greenbow yet. So let's dive into it and let's get a good overview of the lake. You know, how big is it, and what kind of fish can be found there?
Yeah, so Greenbow Lake, it is a 225-acre lake, and a lot of our types of fish that you'll come across at this lake include crappie, bluegill, sunfish, largemouth bass, and rainbow trout. So, you know, a lot of small fishing, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say our lake is pretty great for fishing as well because we are an idle speed only lake.
Right.
So you'll see a lot of people coming out for fishing on our lakeshore, both renting boats, bringing their own boats out, just to kind of go out, and they don't have to worry about speed, people passing them by, disturbing their fishing, and that sort of thing.
Right. And, of course, there's some good catfish in there as well.
Yes, yeah.
And you said it is an idle-only lake. Are there any other regulations that folks should be aware of?
So the only regulation is just idle speed. So this makes it so where, you know, kayakers, boaters, pontoons can all kind of coexist at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of fishing regulations, we are a fish and wildlife managed lake. So, you know, fishing licenses are a big important thing. Fish and wildlife rangers are out here constantly patrolling. So before you come out, make sure you get your license.
Right. I've actually,
and on top of that,
I've actually had them check me out there before for a license. So they do go check.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But, beyond that, the only real regulations we have when it comes to fishing is that we do not allow jug fishing or arrow fishing. So it is mainly just, you know, pole and casting.
I gotcha. You may not know on this, but I'd read somewhere that there is a bait, like a live bait. Maybe it's no shad.
Yes, it is live shad. Fish and Wildlife has that prohibited as well on our lake.
Okay. So I don't know if you're on this either, but I know at one time, didn't Greenbow have a record, a state record on bass?
Yes, so I believe it was back in 2012. We held the state record very briefly for the largest bass caught in the state. I believe, when I say briefly, I believe that only held the record for maybe about 8 months total before it was beaten by another state park. But we do actually have that record bass on display at our lodge.
Okay, so some fantastic bass fishing. I've heard that the smallmouth is really good there, actually.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that a lot of our fishermen like to comment on when we talk to them about it, is just how good the smallmouth like to bite out here. Well, I will say, you know, depending on the fishermen, because you'll have some that'll have great days and they'll brag about the lake. You'll have others that won't have their great days and they'll say there's not a thing in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I fish Greenbow fairly regularly. I live close by. And, you know, I don't have a boat because, you know, I work in radio, so money's not a thing. But I fish down around the marina quite a bit and off the pier, and you wouldn't believe the people that will come out there, and they'll go on and on and on about how the fishing isn't doing anything. And one of the things that I could say, at least from my personal experience, is you're going to get the best experience if you have a boat.
Correct.
Now, trout fishing.
And we do.
Trout fishing, in my experience, can be very good by the marina.
Yeah, so we have a lot of trout and bluegill that hang out right along the marina, and we have like a whole fishing pier down through there. One of our more secret spots, where supposedly a lot of our bass hang out, is actually out behind the lodge.
Oh, I'm going to have to keep that in mind. I got a kayak, I can head out that way. So, let's see. Oh, we touched on trout. The lake does get stocked, is that right?
Correct. And Fish and Wildlife typically comes out in January and February to stock for trout, so they actually hit us this year in early February. So we've just been recently stocked about a month back, so we should have plenty out there for those coming out in the warm weather in the lake for fishing.
Yeah. I was actually out there for the rainbow stocking day. I think it was 5,500 got released this year. And there were some brown trout was released as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about more than just the lake, because the lake is the main attraction, but there is a lot more going on at Greenbow these days than just the lake. So what other activities and recreational options are there?
So that's actually entirely my domain. I'm in charge of our rec department. So over the past few years, we've been kind of working on building this department, adding more special events, adding more weekend stuff for the campground to do. So we're getting into April now, so we're going to have like a slow start once we get closer to Campers Appreciation Weekend. We're on the weekend, you know, our campers can come out and do activities such as axe throwing, tie-dye shirts, paracord bracelets. We'll have a whole slew of stuff getting started over the next few weeks, but we'll start that stuff kind of slow on weekends only, and once we transition into May, June, and July, which is our busy season, you know, we kind of take off with that stuff. But so, on top of that, some of our special events that we have coming up over the next month, I do want to highlight Handcrafted Weekend is coming up here real soon. It will be on April 12th and 13th. And this is an event that we host with Greenup County Extension Office, and Stevens is our main contact for this, and she does a lot of the work for us with this, where we get local artisans of Greenup County to come out and kind of demonstrate their craft here at the park.
We have
demonstrations.
I actually know Anne, and she does a lot of stuff for the county in general. So see her pairing up with you guys on something like this is really cool.
Yeah. And Anne always amazes me with how much she is able to do with as little time as she honestly has, because it feels like she has her hand in everything.
Well, listen, I want to ask you about a rumor that I had heard at one point, and I don't know if there was any truth to it. I don't know if it was true, and maybe it just didn't follow through. I heard at one point that there was talk of putting a zip line across the lake back behind the lodge. Is there any truth to that?
So at one point, there was a plan for that. This was well before my time, but I heard that the plans ended up falling through, and there's probably no look of that ever coming back.
See, that's too bad, because as someone who likes adventure, you know, I love fishing. Fishing is my bread and butter. I would be fishing every day if I could, but that would be something I would definitely check out if they were able to do it.
I agree, yeah.
So, of course, we talked about, you got the campground. It's an amazing campground. I camp there myself a few times a year. The lake is amazing for fishing, especially if you've got a kayak or even a John boat. I'm going to keep in mind that that secret spot you mentioned, that back behind the lodge, because the lake is a more of a horseshoe shape. So the marina.
Correct.
And then it curves around kind of back towards the way it came, and the lodge is located on the hillside in between, like kind of out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, so the lodge kind of sits on a little peninsula, and the lake kind of curves its way around it.
It is, and it's the Jesse Stewart Lodge. It's a really fantastic place. Great rooms, wonderful place to stay just for the weekend or even for a full week. And you guys have a restaurant up there as well.
Yeah. So our restaurant, Angler's Cove Restaurant, is the, one of the big things that draws a lot of our local people out to the park. And I do want to toot my own horn here, toot the park's own horn, I should say.
Right.
I do believe we have one of the best restaurants in the state park system. So I've visited a couple, and it's just every time I come back to this park, I don't know what those chefs do, but they just fill that food with the perfect taste.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea how they do it.
Yeah, my grandmother, my late grandmother, loved the Angler's Cove. That was one of her favorite places to go whenever she was able to get out. That was, the buffet was her favorite. In fact, you guys have an Easter buffet coming up.
Yeah, and our Easter buffet, it is going to be April 20th. So we'll have a couple of different seatings going on for it, but those seatings will run between 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they are by reservation, so you will have to call the park here in order to get those reservations filled out. But what's currently on the menu for that is roast lamb, fried catfish with hush puppies, inside round of beef, ham, warm banana pudding, assorted cobbler, cheesecake, green beans, mashed potatoes, honey glazed carrots, buttered corn, maple glazed sweet potatoes, and steamed broccoli.
And of course, you mentioned the catfish. I will say from my personal experience, Angler's Cove has got, in my opinion, the best catfish in the tri-state area. You can't get it better anywhere else.
I agree.
Well, Mason, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today. I'm sure we'll stay in touch and check back in with everything going on at Greenbow here in a month or so.
Yeah, appreciate it.
That's going to wrap things up for today's show. A big thank you once again for Thurman Maynard with Sinking ALS Bass Tournament going on at East Lynn on the 10th of May. Also, Coach Kevin McGraw with SVHS, the Bass Fishing Team. Thanks so much for being on the show today. Don't forget, you can always catch the show on our stream. Or if you missed any of today's show or you want to catch a previous week's show, you can do all that online at WJYPAM.com. Or be sure to check out the Jock mobile app. I'm your host, Cam Connors. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, I'll catch you later.
This has been Hook, Line, and Sinker with Cam Connors on the Jock.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Are you about to mow the lawn? It's blazing hot out here, Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry. It's all on SmokeyBear.com because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
time to get back to the Countdown 2 on the BetMGM Network. Here's Grant Paulson and Alex Gold.
Hey, Craig, and I'm with us here on another Saturday. It is Countdown 2 on the BetMGM Network. Be sure to check out the show on Twitch as well. Subscribe to the BetMGM Network. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll talk a little baseball, the biggest story, one of the biggest stories in sports surrounding technology and the torpedo bats. Is it overblown? Is it actually the future? We'll get into that and how it could impact how you bet some home run props. I know a lot of the sports books have highlighted which players have the torpedo bat. If you're playing fantasy football at Yahoo as well, they'll actually put a little torpedo bat logo or icon, whatever you want to call it, next to players as well. So everybody's having fun with it. We'll talk about it from a betting angle here in 20 minutes or so. But the Final Four takes place in San Antonio a little bit later on today. Someone we had on throughout the college basketball season, Justin Perry from Shot Quality Bets at JustinPerry8 joins us here. Justin, it's good to have you back on, man. Final weekend of college hoops. I know you're sad to probably see this thing start to end.